listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise in the name of Jesus. We give God thanks and praise to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the Word of God. The Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is able to pierce our hearts and bring forth change. And that's what we are here for, to see God's people being transformed. And those that are not yet saved, the Word, people of God, will bring forth salvation. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So we are continuing the gospel writings of Matthew, and we are now in Matthew chapter 7. Last week, we stopped at verse 5, and we'll just repeat that and then go into verse 6. So before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercies. We thank you for allowing us to be here another Saturday evening, oh God, to continue in your word. Oh God, your word is sweeter than honey to our lips, oh God. Your word, almighty God, is alive and active. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway, oh God. Your word brings illumination, mighty God, causing the simple to be wise. Father, we thank you right now for your word to us. We thank you, O God, for transforming us. We thank you, O God, for giving us, O God Almighty, your sweet peace that comes through your Holy Spirit presence in our lives. So we bless you. We honor you. We look to you this evening as your word is illuminated to us, that we will go forth rejoicing, O God, because we can now live your word. Because, O God, without understanding, we cannot live your word. So we just thank you right now for understanding of your word, that your word will be imparted to your people in such a way that they will understand and live your word. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise as we look to you and give thanks in Jesus' precious name. And we say amen, amen. So last week we stopped at verse 5. It says, Jesus was saying, "Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eyes." So Jesus was calling this false finder a hypocrite, two-faced, an actor, not real. So Jesus said this person should first deal with his or her problem before they can be in a position to help another brother to solve his problem. So Jesus was saying, let us not be people who are always pointing fingers, finding faults with everything, but let us look into our lives and see where we have strayed from him and ask him to help us to come back into that deep relationship with him. So we look at verse 6 of Matthew 7. Verse 6 of Matthew 7, the word of God says, "Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces." So what was Jesus saying here? Jesus was saying not to give holy things to unholy or ungodly people. Neither give valuable things to people who do not value anything, because they will destroy what you have given them and turn and destroy you as well. So people of God, what we have to realize is that there are three types of people in this world. We have the saved, or those who are called saints. They are saved by putting their faith in Jesus Christ. You have the sinner and the ungodly. So the saved ones have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord. Okay, so they are saved. They are declared righteous. But we have the sinner who lives in sin, practice sin. But this sinner has a little fear of God. But still, he's of two opinions. has not surrendered to Jesus Christ. So we see we have the saint or the saved ones, the sinner. But we have also people of God, the ungodly. The ungodly does not want anything to do with God. He will mock and jeer God's people. And the things of God is of no value to him. He has no fear of God. That's the ungodly person. So Jesus was saying, don't give what is holy to the dogs or cast your pearls before swine. Don't give holy things to unholy or ungodly people. Neither give valuable things to people who do not value anything, because they will destroy what you have given them and turn and destroy you as well. So the ungodly person does not want anything to do with God. He will mock you, jeer you, laugh at you. And the things of God has no value to him. He has no fear of God. That's a sad state to be in, people of God, where we have no fear of God. So we are going to look at Psalm 1, where there was a contrast between the godly and the ungodly. So we are going to be looking at Psalm 1, a well-known psalm, reading from the New King James Version. He said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Look at what the word says about the ungodly. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The word of God says so. The ways of the ungodly shall perish. So people of God, let us not keep company with the ungodly. Let us not keep company with them and want to give them holy things. They have no fear of God, the word of God says. And the word reminds us that people of God, the way of the ungodly shall perish. So let us come to understand the three categories of people that are in this world. And let us come to understand that we don't give valuable things to those who do not value them. They will destroy it and also turn and destroy you. So let us be careful, people of God, and take God's word seriously. Look at verse 7 of Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. So Jesus is reminding us to be in communication with God, to continuously be in prayer. He said, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Verse 8 says, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now, Jesus is reminding us of the importance of prayer, making our petition known to our Father. He knows our needs. God already knows our needs. But he wants us to have a relationship with him where we can come to him at any time, any place, and ask for help, people of God. And the Lord said, what we ask for will be given to us. He said we are also to seek. That is a more intense way of reaching out to the Lord for help. And Jesus said, we will find. Jeremiah 29:13 tells us that if we seek God with our whole heart, We will find him. So when we come, people of God, to seek the Lord, let us come and focus on him. Put our whole heart and mind on him, people of God. If we seek him with our whole heart, we will find him. So we cannot come half-heartedly saying that we are seeking God. We have to come with our whole heart seeking him. The word tells us, and Jesus continued to say that, if we knock, we should knock. And this knocking there is a state of urgency. This is a sign of desperation. We should ask, seek, knock. So when we are in a desperate situation, we need help immediately. It's urgent, Lord. So when we come, people of God, we cry out to the Lord. We cry out to the Lord for help. He will hear and open up to us. We cry out to him from the depths of our souls, people of God. And he will hear and open up to us. If somebody comes at your door and they are desperately in need, people of God, you won't hear just a faint knock. You will hear them beating down that door because they are in a desperate situation. So people of God, if we are desperate, if we are in a desperate situation, Jesus said, knock. Knock on heaven's door. Cry out to the Lord for help. He will hear and open up to us. He hears the cry of his children, people of God, and he's willing and ready to open up to us and to help us. He hears our cry. Our cries to him are distinct. He knows the cry of his children. So we are to ask, seek, knock. There are times we just sit with him and ask nicely for our petition. Another time we have to go into some deep, intense seeking of him, wholeheartedly seeking him. Another time, people of God, the situation become grave. We have to knock on heaven's door. He's calling us to knock on heaven's door. And God will open up to us. People of God, he's willing and ready to open up to us and to grant us our petition. Look at verse 9 of Matthew chapter 7. Jesus went on to ask this question. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Verse 10. Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? Continuing verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gift to your children. If you that are evil, know how to give good gift to your children. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So Jesus was saying that human beings with their evil nature know how to lavish good gift on their children. How much more our Heavenly Father, who is love, that's who he is, love, who can do only good. Only goodness flows from him, people of God. Only goodness flows from his attribute of love. He can only give good things to us. He cannot give anything else, people of God. So he is our good Father that lavish us with all good gift. So we have to understand, children of God, and come to know who our Father is. He is love, and from his love flows his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his compassion, his kindness to us. He can only do good. He can only give good gifts, people of God. So we see, as James said in James 1, verse 17, In James 1:17, James said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is there is no variation or shadow of turning. He cannot change, people of God. He cannot change. Only goodness flows from him. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. People of God, our Father is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. He's pure. He's holy. He's true. Only good gifts come from him. And he cannot change, with whom there is no variation or shadows of turning. So our Father is willing and ready to lavish on us good gifts. But we are to ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, knock. Let us continuously be in a relationship with Abba Father. Continuously be in a relationship with him. Continuously walk in holiness. Be holy, for I am holy. People of God, we cannot stand before a holy God in our unholy state. But we have to remember that we have an advocate who is Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we, people of God, stand in his righteousness. We stand in his holiness. So when we come to Abba Father, he sees the righteousness of his son. He sees the holiness of his son, people of God. And the word said, if we have sinned, we should confess our sin. For he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that will keep us in a right relationship with Abba. When we confess our sins and walk in purity of heart and mind. So we run to him. We ask. We seek him. We knock. And he opens to us and give us the good gifts that we so desire. People of God, the Lord is calling us up higher. Are we willing to stay at the mediocre level? Or are we willing to go up higher with him? The word tells us, people of God, in verse 12 of Matthew 7, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophet. Whatever you want men to do to you, do this also to them. For this is the law and the prophet. People of God, the law and the prophet. All the prophetic words and the words of the law. All these writings are wrapped up in one word. They are wrapped up in the word love. Love. So when we love others, we will treat them the way that we want to be treated. So when we truly love others, we will treat them the way we want them to be treated. So Jesus was saying, whatever you want men to do to you, do also the same to them. For this is what the law and the prophet. Everything is wrapped up or summarized in this word, love. So we see here, people of God, as the word tells us in Matthew 22, 37 to 40, Jesus said to him, this was one of those lawyers who were coming to try to trap Jesus. So they asked him a question, testing him, saying, verse 36, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And verse 37, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Look on what Jesus said in verse 40. And these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. On these two commandments, loving God and loving people, rest The law and the prophet rest upon this one word. All the prophetic writings and the law rest upon this one word, love. Loving God, loving his people. And when we love God and love his people, we will treat them the way we want to be treated. It's as easy as that. Love is the royal law of the kingdom of God. So when we come to understand that all of the laws and the prophetic words are summarized, are wrapped up, are rest on this one word, love. When we truly start to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love one another, love our neighbors as ourselves, and people of God, we will be fulfilling the royal law of the kingdom. We will be fulfilling the royal law of the kingdom. We will be doing to others, treating others the way we want to be treated. So we continue, people of God, to verse 13 of Matthew 7. Jesus continues to show us the way. He is the way. So look on what he says in verse 13. He said, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. What was Jesus saying? Jesus was saying to enter through him. Enter through him who is the narrow gate. The word tells us, people of God, in John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So Jesus was saying to enter through him who is the narrow gate. The wide gate and the broad way is the way of the world, which leads to destruction. And many are on this path. Many are on this road. Because on this road, on this pathway, anything goes. Every man does what is pleasing in his own eyes. Anything goes on this road. Every man does as he pleases. This is the easy way. The free way for all, people of God. This is the broad road that leads to destruction. You can come on it with your weight and with your sin and your baggages, and you will be fine. But the narrow gate, people of God, the narrow gate, we can't come with no sin. We have to understand, we have to lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset us. And run with endurance this race which is set before us. So we have to enter through Jesus, who is the gate, the only way to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. The broad road leads to destruction. It leads to everlasting separation from God. This is the easy way, people of God. And many chose the easy way, the free way for all. We come on this road and we do as we please. We do not adhere to the word of God. We go according to our rational mind and do what we please. But the word tells us in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Everlasting separation from God. People of God, let us come to our senses. Let us come to know and understand that Jesus is that narrow gate. Jesus is the only way. And only few, Jesus said, few that will find it. Look at verse 14 of Matthew 7. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, And there are few who finds it. People of God, are we listening to this word? Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. There are only few who find it. People of God, we have to stop and really think on this. Jesus says, only few who find this road, who find this way. Jesus is the way that leads to life everlasting. In him is eternal life, people of God. And if we are in him, we have eternal life. And Jesus said, only few that find this pathway. Let us ensure, people of God, that we are on the narrow way and not on the broad road with all our weights and sin, which leads to destruction. Let us ensure. Let us examine ourselves. And if we are not on that road, we have time to come onto that road. Because that road is narrow. Narrow is the gate. Very narrow. So we cannot come with all those weight and those baggages of this life. We have to part with them and come to Jesus wholeheartedly, surrendered to him, giving him all, walking in the spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh anymore, but walking and living according to the word of God. Narrow is the gate and difficult is the way. It's difficult. It's not easy. It's not an easy path. Anyone tells us that it's an easy path, it's not true. It's not easy. Jesus said, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Few who find it. People of God, we have to understand, only few. Jesus is that way that leads to life everlasting. And Jesus is calling us today to come on the straight and narrow way which leads to life eternal. Are you saved today? If you are saved, then we can come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I want a deeper walk with you. And if you are not saved, we can come to him and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Save me. Wash me and cleanse me and make me your child. And people of God, we can come simply to Jesus and come with that childlike faith and come believe in him. And truly, he will wash us and cleanse us and set us free. God bless you all this evening. Let us pray and close. Father, we just thank you again for your word to us. Thank you for your people. Thank you that you are calling us to walk on the straight and narrow path which leads to life eternal. We pray, O God Almighty, that we will not be found on the broad road that leads to destruction. But as we hear your word this evening, we will decide to practice, O God, what you say. Father God, we just thank you again for your word, which is spirit and life. And we thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We bless you, we praise and honor and give you glory as we look to you by faith, O God, and give you thanks. And we pray in the name of Jesus and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening and continue to read God's word, continue to feast on God's word, continue to go through the book of Matthew and see what the Lord is showing to you in these words. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. Bless God.
In the Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory.